Reverend Leslie here. Welcome to our audio service for this week. We're going to be celebrating Father's Day this coming Sunday, and at St Martin's in North Nibley, we're going to have a special service, a nice short service, hopefully, but we're really celebrating what it is to be a father and what it is to understand the love of God in that relationship of Father and Son and Holy Spirit as well. And we are going to, in our audio service, reflect on some of the parts of what it is to be in relationship with the Father, with Father God. I'm going to start off with a piece of scripture for you, which is from Genesis 1. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness." So, Father God, we ask that you are with us through our service today, that you dwell within our hearts, that you open our minds to the knowledge of your love for us. In Jesus' name, I pray. So, Father's Day is more than just a day to honour the men that help care for us as we maybe become adults. Well, speaking for myself, I've been an adult, I think, for quite a long time. But it is also a day to celebrate the father figures that made us into who we are today. This very important day is designed to acknowledge and to offer praise and appreciation, as well as gratitude, to those men and women, those mentors, those carers that we call father, or maybe even something different to that. Whether it be a blood relation or something very different. Maybe some people believe that Father's Day is more about getting some gifts or buying Dad a pint of beer. But Father's Day is much more than that, about strengthening and about that distinct bond of relationship between a father and his children. Being a father is a blessing directly from God and is God's gift to us. But like with any human relationship, they are not always perfect. In fact, we can actually sometimes be quite deeply flawed in what we say and in what we do. And while earthly fathers can have be a wonderful gift, some of us may have had more difficult experiences. The love of our Heavenly Father, I hope and pray for you, is very different. That is a perfect relationship if we only open our hearts to it. So let's begin with looking at something around what the different parts of fatherhood really are. We are all in some way made in the image of God. We may not look like God, just as some children don't look like their parents, particularly, of course, if the relationship is non-biological. There is, however, some kind of likeness between us that helps us to relate to God as our Father. And what does this mean when we call God our Father? And why do we celebrate our fathers on Father's Day? So I'm going to invite you, you can do it now or you might want to do this in a little bit later. I want you to jot down on a piece of paper a few things about what you think a good father is and what a good father does. And there might be some headings for you. I'm going to give you some examples of father in Father God, but the relationship we have with our own father or whoever that other person is. Something about spending time actively involved with children, with your children as a father. And then another thought is modelling good moral behaviour. And what about taking ownership when we make mistakes? Limiting time on technology, on our phones and, you know, sort of on our laptops when our child is, or our son or daughter are saying, "Dad, can you give us a bit of time, please?" there's something also about treating, seeing how a father, and it applies to a mother as well, treats their parents and whether they do it with dignity. Does your father practice being a good listener? Understanding, maybe, that our children may have different views and opinions to ours, and that's okay. Now I'm going to turn to the love and compassion of our own father. And with each of these headings and reflections, I'm going to give you a few verses from scripture as well. So I'm going to start with love and compassion. So just like the good father should, God continually shows us with his affection and his mercy. His love is not based on our performance or our behaviour. Instead, it is unconditional. And no matter the situation, we can always find solace in God's love, which is a powerful reminder that we are cherished and we are valued. God's compassion teaches us how to love each other genuinely, showing mercy and kindness in our relationships. So listen to some of these verses that I'm going to read to you now, and maybe try and embrace the truth that we are deeply and intentionally loved by God. Psalm 103, verse 13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. And then Isaiah 49, verse 15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the children she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. And then I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 7. If you then, though you are evil, know how to find good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? And finally, from 2 Corinthians, verse 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. So have a moment to reflect on those verses, and then I will move to the next area of relationship that we should have. We're now at the heading of guidance and wisdom. So in our relationship with a father, we hope that we will be bestowed with guidance and wisdom from them. And this is very much what our relationship with God, our Father, is about. So when we talk about Bible verses, about God being a good Father, we cannot overlook how he offers us guidance and wisdom every step that we take. Just as earthly fathers guide their children, God provides us with direction through his word and through the Holy Spirit. And in times of uncertainty, we can rest assured that God is eager to lead us towards what is right and what is beneficial to us. By seeking his wisdom, we not only enhance our understanding of the world, but we also strengthen our relationship with him. And as we delve into these next verses, let us lean into the knowledge that God's guidance is always available, which allows us to navigate life's challenges with more confidence. I'm going to start with Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. And then we have James, verse chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And then we have Isaiah again, but we're now in chapter 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Isn't that wonderful? Just looking out for that voice, that guiding voice. We want that from our fathers in this world, and we certainly want that from our Father in heaven. I'm now going to talk to you about protection and security. So how do we find those things? These are valuable things for us to hold. In our lives, it's reassuring to know that God provides us with protection and security, embodying the essence of what the Good Father is. We often face fear and uncertainty, but through Scripture, we learn that God is our refuge and our fortress. He shields us from harm and guides us through the storms of life. We can trust that he watches over us, just as a father safeguards his children. As you read these Bible verses, remind yourself that God is always there to protect you, wrapping us in his love and his safety like a comforting blanket. Psalm 121, verses 7 to 8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. And again, Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So spend a few moments just reflecting and thinking about that relationship and the verses that we've just heard. Next, we come to a more tricky part of relationship with Father and with God our Father. This is one around discipline with love. As we continue on our journey, we think about the Good Father and we recognise the importance of discipline that comes only with love. Similar to how earthly fathers might correct their children and try and help them with their personal growth, God, as our Heavenly Father, lovingly disciplines us for our own good. And this process can be challenging, but it ultimately shapes us for better as better individuals. God's discipline encourages us to grow in character and in wisdom. And we reflect on these verses and let us understand that every lesson learnt through discipline, if it's done with love, will lead us closer to becoming who we are meant to be. So I'm going to start with a verse from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. Because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. And then in Revelation chapter 3, verse 19, those whom I love I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. And then another one from Job in chapter 5, verse 17. Blessed is the one whom God corrects, so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. So again, giving yourself some time just to reflect on those verses and thinking about wisdom and discipline and how you relate to God in hearing those things. Next, we're going to look at giving of good gifts. Now, we all like a present, of course, but this is an important aspect. Our earthly fathers often strive to provide for their children, and God exceeds those expectations by providing us with blessings that enrich our lives. It's not so like opening a present itself, a physical present. This is about him providing blessings upon us. This goes beyond just material gifts. It includes wisdom and love and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And as we explore these verses, maybe cultivate a presence of gratitude for the countless gifts that God bestows on us and recognize God's generosity in all these aspects of our lives. So I'm going to read from James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And then from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And then we have another verse from Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So reflect again on these areas, these aspects of relationship with God. And the next part is around fostering relationships. So what do we have to reflect on fostering good relationships? The importance of relationships cannot be overstated, especially as we navigate our own family dynamics. We all have them. And God plays a role within these as a good father. He can guide us and help us. He desires a personal relationship with each of us, and showcasing how vital it is for us to foster our connection with him. He builds this relationship. It is not a one-time event, but it's an ongoing journey filled with communication and love and something very important. That's trust. As we read these next verses, let's hold close the truth that God wants to be intimately involved in our lives, nurturing our spiritual growth along the way. So I'm going to read first from John 15, verse 15. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learnt from the Father, I have made known to you. And then we're going to hear from Romans chapter 8, verse 15. The spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. And then finally, from Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Because you are his sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. And now we're going to look at another part of relationship with our Father and our Father in heaven. And this talks about forgiveness, and it talks about grace. And oh my goodness, do we need forgiveness and grace in all of our relationships. We all make mistakes, but God offers us redemption and mercy through Jesus. God's desire for reconciliation teaches us the significance of forgiveness in our relationships. And we're reminded that just as he forgives us, so too must we extend that grace to others. Understanding the depth of his forgiveness can change our hearts and empower us to be more forgiving in our daily lives. As we embrace these next verses, let us meditate on the gracious nature of our Heavenly Father and how we can mirror what he shows and bestows in relationship upon us. Ephesians 4, verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And then from Luke 15, verse 20. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. Of course, that's the story of the prodigal son. So again, reflecting on those verses, we come now to our next heading or topic of relationship. And this is about promise and presence. God's promise of being present is another beautiful aspect of him being a good father. Unlike any earthly father who might physically be separated from us, God is always near, never leaving us to navigate life alone. Our Creator walks alongside us in every trial and triumph, offering comfort and companionship. And in our times of desperation and of joy, we can call upon him and he will be there. As we dive into these next verses, let's embrace the reassurance of his constant presence in our lives and remember that we are never, ever alone. I'm going to begin with a verse from Deuteronomy. This is chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And Psalm 139, verses 7 to 10. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there also. And then finally, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. We come to now our final area, topic to think about and to dwell on about relationship with Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. This is about celebration, celebration of our lives. It's important to recognise how God celebrates our lives A good father rejoices in the achievements and the milestones of his children, just as our Heavenly Father delights in us. And each step we take in faith and every act of obedience brings joy to his heart. When we experience moments of growth, God is there cheering us on. And as we reflect on these verses, let us embrace the joy that is in our lives today and inspire ourselves to celebrate the gifts and the talents that God has placed upon us through the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to start with an unusual one. This is from Zephaniah. This is in chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. And then finally, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. So I hope you've enjoyed reflecting with me on this Father's Day service. And I'm going to finish with some prayers, thinking about different aspects of our prayer life and praying for our Father. Father God, we pray today for the health and well-being of our fathers in this world and our father figures. We know that life on this side of heaven is fragile, but we also know that you have precise and perfect timing set out for each day of our lives. Please grant that those that hold such important roles in our lives live in good health. May their bodies be strong and may their spiritual hearts grow even stronger with each passing day as they grow closer to you. Please bless them with long and vivacious years, full of beautiful memories. In Jesus' name we pray. And then a prayer for wisdom on Father's Day. Father God, please bless fathers with wisdom and discernment. That wisdom is a gift far greater than gold, and we pray such a gift would be given to the fathers in our lives. Help them to grow in learning, to know and understanding and discern your voice and your urgings. Assist them in the decisions that they make that affect not only their lives, but the lives of those around them. Mature them in faith in order that they may encourage those around them to trust and come to know you more richly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now a prayer for new fathers and new grandfathers. Father God, we come together to pray for new fathers and grandfathers. Children are a blessing to us and a heritage of your kingdom, and we thank you for such precious gifts in new life. Please bless the relationships these children will have with their father and grandfathers, and ultimately their relationship with you as their Father in heaven. Give wisdom, Lord, to the new dads as they step into this new role, for it is exciting but also a chance to learn and to grow. Help grandfathers to step into the role of offering fatherly insight and advice to their sons, and help them to foster meaningful connections with their grandchildren early on. We thank you again for the miracle of life, and we pray that we may raise these children to know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now a slightly different prayer. So this is a prayer for non-blood related fathers. Father God, we come together to lift up the fathers and the father figures in our lives. We know that blood alone is not the requirement for a man can to be a father in someone's life. And because of that, we pray for those who have chosen to step up in the roles of mentorship or advisors, supporters, carers in the lives of others. Please bless their kindness and their sacrifice. Give them wisdom in their journey of care and pour out your spirit upon them as they seek to help others in this world. It's a gallant effort to try and take on the role of a spiritual father. And on this day, help us celebrate all men we consider fathers by making them feel seen and appreciated and commended. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And then another prayer. And this is for fathers who maybe are distant. Father God, we know that in this broken world, our relationships with our fathers and our grandfathers or father figures can grow distant or even become estranged due to disagreements. Father, we pray for healing for those relationships, if they will be your will. Give all those involved discernment, change of heart maybe, or perspective where necessary, and direction in how to foster unity once again. We know this may not always be your will, but if it is at all possible, we come before you to intercede for healing. May the new days ahead be ones of mending and the kind that only can perform, only you can perform. And Lord, we invite you into these tender places in our lives and in our hearts. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And finally, a prayer of gratitude for our fathers that are in heaven, but also our Heavenly Father. Father God, most of all, we seek to praise and worship you, our Heavenly Father. We know that you are our Creator, our Redeemer, and our first love. We thank you for each breath and for each gift and for being there for us. Thank you for the wisdom that you give and that you truly seek to have a relationship and bond with us. Help us to understand what it means to be a good parent from watching you and teaching, the teaching that you give us, direct and with love. We hold before you, Lord, all those that we have loved, as our fathers or our mentors or carers, that are no longer with us. And we pray for our hearts to continue to love them and remember them. And if there is any healing that needs to be done in those places, Lord, let it be so. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So we're now coming to the end of our audio service. If you are able to get along to St Martin's on Sunday morning for our Father's Day service, that would be wonderful. We'd love to see you. And as an extra treat, Walter Ely is providing us with breakfast after the service, which will be served outside because the weather's going to be glorious. And we're going to have breakfast or brunch together, probably at about 10:30. If you can't make it until then, you would still be very welcome. So blessings to you all and to your lives and to your relationships. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.